This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. New figures this morning from countries that use the euro show the continent's economy has been getting weaker for six straight quarters. That's a year and a half of contraction. In France, the figures show it was officially a recession. In the continent's largest economy, Germany, they have eked out a slight expansion. The BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker is in Brussels. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, David.
These two large economies in Europe have been muddling along for over 5 years now. That must be very dispiriting if you're trying to find a job or enter the workforce. I mean, you could have finished college in 2007 and not found work even now.
Yes, the extent to which it's dispiriting, I think, varies quite a lot between different Eurozone economies, including these two big ones. Bear in mind, Germany does have pretty low unemployment. It's only about 5.5%, so that's a good deal lower than it is in the United States. I was in Germany earlier this year, and the people I spoke to were kind of aware that things were going pretty badly in other parts of Europe, but certainly in the part I was in, which was Bavaria, Munich, and also in Frankfurt, there wasn't an obvious, palpable sense of concern there. But of course, if things were to stumble along in this rather unsatisfactory way for a very long time, that might change. And certainly there is a certain amount of disquiet in Germany about the resources they fear might end up being wasted on propping up countries that are struggling in the Eurozone crisis, all that bailout money that Germans, I sometimes think, do worry whether they're going to get it all back.
Now, cross the border into France, and the sting of unemployment is much more acute.
Yeah, it's a much bigger problem in France. We're looking at a figure in the region of 11% there. You will find a lot of businesses that will tell you that hiring workers is expensive, partly because it's very difficult and expensive to fire them if you really do need to in a downturn. But even there, it's nothing like the kind of situation that young people particularly are facing in Greece and Spain, where you're looking at unemployment rates among the young population of more than 50%. It's bad enough in France, but it's another world again in those two other countries.
The BBC's Andrew Walker speaking to us from Brussels. Andrew, thank you.
My pleasure, David.